Hey Seth, Tēnā koe, it's me, Dale. Thank you for joining us on Wātea, Seth. I've always had great regard for your musical abilities and approaches to life. So, me ana kia koe, Seth. Good to talk with you. Tēnā koe.
Oh. Tēnā koe, Dale. Kamihi nui kia koe.
Tēnā koe. You've always come across to me as a pretty deep thinker, both musically and the way that you carry yourself, Seth. And so I know that you've got a new single. We can't play it today, E Homa, because it's coming out tomorrow. But it is called Rangi Nui, which is described as a Pacific song meditation on healing, transformation, and ancestral narratives. Now, that might sound a little strange in the musical vocab. But again, you know, I've always felt that you feel yourself from watching the sensitive performances I've seen of you, Seth, that you channel Waiata in many ways rather than create it. With that in mind, take us into Rangi Nui and what happened to create this piece.
I think that with Waiata, for me, it's always been a form of rongoā, and for hundreds and hundreds of years, our ancestors drew on karakia, on Waiata, on mōteatea, to heal, to communicate messages. And so I think in a Te Ao Māori perspective, Waiata has always been a way to transfer messages to ourselves, to our tamariki, our mokopuna. And so I think for me it's the same. And with Rangi Nui, drawing on our pūrākau of healing through the cycle, natural cycle of healing, being open to expression of emotion. And I think for me, living, and all of us actually, living in this very transformative, currently a very a time of unrest politically and socially, I think it's important to acknowledge how we feel and express that. So that's what Rangi Nui, in a nutshell, is about for me.
Tēnā koe. I think it was beautifully framed one time, and someone suggested to me that the power of taonga pūoro, I don't think it's hitting your ear because it's creating a vibration. And when we start thinking about the impact of vibration on health, often we think we're hearing something, and perhaps we are, but there's also something else happening in this vibratory, if I can use the term, space. Could you speak to that for a moment and where that idea sits with you?
Oh, that's a beautiful whakaro e hoa. And I think you're right, the oro, the vibration, is not only heard, but it's felt. It can vibrate across time. I think about the story of creation when Rangi Nui and Papa Tuanuku were separated, and in that time was a desire for change from their tamariki. And in the separation, you know, Tangaroa roared, Rangi Nui wept, and so we had all this crashing and loud sound, which was really the creation of music. And I believe that that oro, that vibration that began then, is accessible today when we attune and open our wairua to the vibration around us, particularly located, I think, for me personally, in the natural world. And I love that you mentioned taonga pūoro, because they are the voices of our atua that we can connect with today.
It's hard to, or maybe you could talk of the journey of trying to incorporate these deep and age-old concepts into the songwriting and song producing and production mahi. I know also, and we should acknowledge too, that Seth's doing some serious studies. He's doing his doctorate actually in clinical psychology while he's creating music. So in some ways it's more than just the traditional music or the release tomorrow on Friday of a new song from Seth's forthcoming album. That might be how it's framed, but we're on Māori radio, and so we can talk about it in a sort of different way, the drivers to it, and what you hope our people might receive from listening closely to what you've helped to create.
I think when I wrote it, I was very close to working in the field of psychology and being able to sit alongside a lot of our people coming through that were seeking well-being, seeking hauora and oranga. And so I was very much in, I guess, almost the state of Noho Tātaku or Te Pō alongside them and feeling, seeing, hearing, experiencing what they did in their darkness, in their dark times. And beautifully, there was always a hinapuri, a little light, a little speck of light, be it that we could find in amongst their mama and their distress. And so the song was also inspired by watching our people, especially our tāne. We have a narrative, often a colonial narrative of hardening up, but beautifully I was able to witness and see them go through that process of expression, of being with their mamae and acknowledging and healing through that. So I hope that when people hear it, our people hear it, they can hear the heart and the aroha that comes when you are in those spaces too.
As I say, we'll celebrate the waiata, but it might pay to sit quietly somewhere and soak up Seth's new work. We sort of get this barrage, as we do, of intensity in modern day life and digital exposures, and also musically, I suppose we're so sort of framed by the melodic history of Western music rather than the perhaps tonal history of Māori, if we can even call it music, of Māori vibration. How do you sort of incorporate or describe the difference?
I grew up actually with my whānau being exposed to those sounds. As you said, my great koro was the original bandmaster of the Ratana Brass Band, and so we had this transculturation of brass music, but paired with this beautiful healing movement. And so I think for me, there's always been this whakapapa of drawing on and welcoming new sounds. And so I started quite young, at 10, 9 or 10, my parents put me into piano lessons, and the artists and the composers that I used to listen to and play were artists like Beethoven. And it wasn't until I really thought of how beautiful that the composers are in our own music or vibration that I realized the potency and power already located in Te Ao Māori and our tangopuoro and our composers, like Hinere Rangatahuri with the wind instruments. And so I think that there's so much spirituality and tuakiritanga in our tangopuoro and our own sounds. And I've really loved to draw on that more and more as I create, to continue to create.
It's been wonderful having a kōrero with you, Seth. Thanks very much. We'll look forward to sharing that waiata when it's released, our Pōpō. But I do appreciate you touching on some of the motivation for creating it. And I want to wish you well, too, as we come to the back end of an academic year. A
Kia
pleasure.
ora.
Hope you'd be kind enough. Maybe you could pop out one day and we'll have a yarn about life there, Seth
Oh,
Hapu. Be nice
that'd
to
be cool. I'd
have
love
you
to.
join us in the studio. I'd really like to celebrate your music and style. Thanks very much, Seth. Good
Kia
catching up
ora.
with you again, brother. Ngā
Ngā mihi.
mihi. Tēnā koe.